what I'm about to say is a reach out into the fringe, but I'm that's what I do on this program is reach to the fringe. There have been, I have noted, I said it the other day, it's almost as though some evil has begun propagating, much the way radio waves, I said, and television waves have propagated. Now, HAARP indeed propagates in exactly that way. Now, is there any possibility that they've been testing HAARP and affecting human beings, not just in North America, but perhaps even around the world? We know that there's a history of our government willing to test on its own people or others.
That's right.
Could this have been going on, Doctor?
Absolutely. In fact, it was Secretary of Energy O'Leary that admitted under the Clinton administration that 500,000 Americans had been victims of human experimentation without their consent.
Exactly.
You know, when you think about these systems, yes, absolutely, I believe they would be applied. When you go back even as far as 1969, the work of J.F. Gordon MacDonald, a geophysicist and advisor to President Lyndon Johnson, suggested that these technologies would evolve. And, you know, it was Lyndon Johnson that was getting biweekly reports on, for instance, wiretapping and monitoring of all the congressional offices during the Vietnam War. You know, the idea of surveillance technologies and using technologies to gain political advantage has been the subject of many writers, including Zbigniew Brzezinski while he was at Columbia University. In the book Between Two Ages, he actually suggests that we would one day develop systems that would be able to manipulate behavior over huge geographic areas by being able to electronically stroke the ionosphere in just the right way to return a signal to the Earth. And what that book also said is that all these technologies, as they evolved, would be used, no matter who was in power, liberal or conservatives, to further their political ends on the idea that they were doing good. I mean, in their minds, they're doing good. In everyone else's minds, manipulating other people's behavior, I think most of us would find highly objectionable.
I should say. So, you know, we read these horrible headlines every day of people committing crimes that seem to have no motive whatsoever except to propagate as much death as an individual can propagate before either taking their own life or having the police take their life. And you just shake your head at them. There just can't be a reason for this other than just sort of evil propagating. And so I know it's a long reach to say, could HAARP be doing this? But could HAARP be doing this? And I guess the answer is, yeah.
Yeah, it could be. You know, and it's not such a long reach. And I'll tell you what we found in our work. Well, we were looking at all of the different ways in which human behavior can be altered and mitigated. I found over 300 source documents that we actually used. And these are primarily academic studies, government reports, U.S. patents, military documents that are non-classified. And as we compiled the material and took a look at it, you know, in terms of that specific instance where you get this sort of lone person that just acts out in a totally bizarre way,
yes.
We were asked over the years about those instances, and until I really got into this research the last couple of years, we pinned down a whole history that traces it through a very interesting character by the name of George Estabrooks. George Estabrooks worked initially in the Harvard labs back in the 20s studying hypnosis, and that's where he kind of started, and he believed that you could actually create what he said was the super spy by taking a person into a very deep state of hypnosis and deliberately fracturing the personality, where one side of his personality would know everything about the other, and the other would be basically dumb. It would just know what it was programmed, and they could send this person out to do various things. He developed a whole method of creating this type of personality split, and by 1935, his work was classified. I went and pulled the record from the Library of Congress on everything the guy wrote and was able to find three of his books, one 1943, revised in 1957, a book called Hypnotism. The next one, interestingly enough, by the title of Spiritism, 1947, dealing with mediums and trance mediums. And then the third book, and the most important book, was The Future of the Human Mind, written in 1961, where he discussed many of the things within the context of that book later came out in the MK Ultra, which was the mind control programs of the CIA that were revealed in the early 70s. Use of LSD as an example, Estabrooks believed therapeutically you could use this in some reasonable way. And of course, today we look back on that and we all kind of laugh about it because it's sort of ridiculous that we would have pursued this. And yet our government, according to one June 1975 report to the president on the Commission of CIA Activities in the United States, showed that 8,000 servicemen and women have been given LSD just to see how we could manipulate behavior.